just as I thought,
said my uncle.
We are in a narrow shaft, just 30 feet wide. The water that brought us down here has reached the bottom. Now it is forcing itself upwards and taking us along with it.
We were rising faster and faster. Every so often we found it difficult to breathe, as happens to aeronauts who ascend too quickly. But while aeronauts feel colder as they go higher into the atmosphere, here we were experiencing the opposite effect. The temperature was rising. By now it must have reached 40 degrees centigrade. If we aren't drowned, or smashed to pieces, or die of starvation, we have every chance of being burned alive, I cried. But my uncle wasn't listening. He was examining the strata through which we were passing.
Eruptive granite,
he said.
We're still in the primitive period, and we're still climbing.
It was also getting much hotter. The atmosphere was burning. Then the very water beneath us started to boil. Explosion after explosion deafened us. Uncle, I cried. This is the end. These are all the signs of an earthquake.
Not an earthquake,
he said.
But something much better.
What do you mean by that? I shouted.
An eruption,
he said. So that was to be our fate. We were about to be cast back upon Mother Earth through the gaping crater of a volcano.